listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Turntable, episode number 7. I am your host, Steve, and joining me today is my co-host, Charlie.
Hey, people.
Hey, what's going on, dude? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Hanging in there.
Good, man. That's all we do. We hang.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we can do, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All's
good enough. Good enough so far, you know?
All right, good.
So for those that don't know, this is a show about the musics, you know, shit that we love, shit that we enjoy. And this episode, I'm going to talk about a song that brings me back to my youth.
Yeah, Steve's actually switching it up today.
Fucking switching the fuck out of this. Yes, the last few songs that we've done have been pretty heavy, pretty, you know, dark stuff. And I figured I'd go back, you know, start digging into the crates. You know,
crates of cassettes.
Yeah, exactly. My cassette tapes, and I'm going back to the lovely year of 1992. I believe it is. Yeah, 1992. Right. March 13th, 1982. 92. Why do I keep saying 1982? Whatever.
I was born in 82.
That's right. Yes. Okay. So I was the ripe old age of like 9, because this came out before my birthday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was still young as fuck. And the song that I am going to be talking about today is a song by, would you consider them a band or a group?
Group.
Okay. So if they aren't,
for me, it's a group.
Okay.
When I see band, it's musical instruments involved.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. So, yes. So, I am talking about the musical group called A Tribe Called Quest.
Yay!
Yes, that's so right.
Cool.
It's
so old school and so cool.
It's old school as fuck. And the song that I'm going to be talking about is Scenario, off of their second album, The Low End Theory. And this is one of the songs that, of course, it was super famous, super good, super poppy, but it also was the song that introduced the world, not necessarily, well, kind of sort of introduced the world and showed the world the lyrical genius that is Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
And this is one of the most amazing songs in hip-hop history.
It's just a classic track.
It's a super classic track. It's one of those songs that you listen to and you just, like, you can just groove to it because it's fucking dope. Like, the beginning fucking, just the bass drop. It's just like, boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's really just iconic.
Like, it gives me fucking goosebumps just fucking thinking about it. So for those that don't know, A Tribe Called Quest has been around for a really fucking long time. And they were originally just, you know, 3 dudes, I guess, right? There was a couple dudes. And they're from Queens.
Yeah. They actually started off in 85. So
yeah, yeah. Active years from 85 till basically now. They had like a few little hiatus or whatever for a while. After 90, what was it, 98? They disappeared for a little while. Then they came back in 2006 to 2013. And they disappeared again. And they came back. And now they're kind of sort of here still, but kind of not. But the members are technically Q-Tip, which is the, like, I guess the leader of the group. Fife Dawg and Jerobi White. Yeah. And those are the main core of the group. I'm just gonna fucking say band. It's just like my brain just goes for band.
Go go for it.
Because it's a group I give you of permission. Dudes. It's a group of dudes that are doing music and putting shit out there.
They're just
so
jamming out there, yeah.
Yeah, they're just jamming. Because one thing that
I'll use my definition, I could be fucking wrong.
Yeah, you probably are, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So a Tribal Quest is basically, for those that don't know, is that their music is very, very jazz influenced, especially like on their second album, which is the, not the Low End Theory, but their album before that one. But it's very, very like it's very different.
Yes.
It has very like it's kind of what a lot of people considered like alternative hip hop, because it was a different sound of hip hop than what we were getting used to back in the day.
Yeah.
This is one of those first breakout hits that wasn't like gangster rap and shit like that. Because this is around the same time that the gangster rap started coming out. Biggie and Pac, and just around the same time as like fucking like NWA and stuff like that. So this is just like a little different. Slightly different. But it had that broad sound that anybody can just listen to it and be like, oh, this shit is dope. It's so fucking good. Of course, this song had like, of course, like I said, you know, had the main dude in Tribe Called Quest, but it also had, it also like introduced basically Busta Rhymes onto the mainstream. Like, people had no real idea. Like, who the fuck is this dude? He's got some fucking bars, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess you compare it to like a comic book. Like, what was Black Panther's first appearance?
It's very historical.
Yeah, it's very historical because this is one the one song that basically like put him on the fucking map, and it was fucking great. Like, I've always loved this song, and every time I hear this song come up, it's just like, oh, this is so good. Like, I just sit there and I just listen to it and I just jam to it. I'm like, yeah, so good.
There you go.
Yeah,
the funny thing is, I go back to A Tribe Called Quest a little bit because of the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was raised Seventh-day Adventist. And, you know, music was shunned, music was banned. And the funny thing was, is that we found out about this group called A Tribe Called Quest because some of the members were Seventh-day Adventist.
Which kind of threw
me for a loop. Because I wasn't even allowed to listen to the music, even though they were Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah, because their parents were like, "Oh yeah, they're kind of like us, so let's put them out."
Five Dog was Seventh-day Adventist. Busta Rhymes grew up Seventh-day Adventist, so
mm-hmm.
It was like, "Hey, you know, these are Seventh-day Adventists singing, we rapping. Why can't we listen to it?"
Yeah, because also like it was one of those kind of sort of clean songs. It really didn't have like bad lyrics in a way. Yeah. Like, yeah, they were talking shit about people, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm like, well, kind of like, not really shoot you, but I'm gonna like bust nuts of bitches, but
yeah. You know, heartfelt lyrics like that.
Yeah, exactly. Music that hits the soul.
There you go. But dude, you picked a really classic track that took me back when I heard it again.
I had to, because it's one of those songs that's like, yo, like, why the fuck not? Like, that's what we do. Like, we listen to shit that we actually fucking enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I figured this song would be one of those songs that we fucking enjoy. I figured it was only right, you know? And I love it. I know, it reminds me of, like, okay, because this song came out around the time that I was still in, like, the 5th grade. Yeah. No, I was in the 4th grade going to the 5th grade because this came out in March. So yeah. I wound up listening to it on the radio on Hot 97 because that's what I used to listen to back in the day. Right. And I would always listen to it on the radio and be like, yo, this shit is dope. This shit is good. Like, I kind of wanted to be a rapper at that time. But I was like, no, I could never be a rapper because I'm white. I'm Spanish. I'm light-skinned.
I get that. Now it's like, you could have been that, but yeah, back in the day, no.
Yeah, no, now you'd be like, oh yeah, anybody can be a rapper.
Yeah.
But back then it was like, yeah, even though I live in the hood, doesn't mean that you are hood.
It's funny, you listen to this song first on the radio. I heard it in the streets, you know, growing up in, you know, in Corona, we had people driving by or people with the boomboxes on the stoop of, you know, the schoolyard or something. That's how I heard it, through the windows, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, honestly, like, my parents still live in the same place, so I used to live on, like, the fifth floor. Mm-hmm. So, like, back then, not many people played loud enough music to actually, you know, make it all the way up there.
I don't know. I was on the fourth floor, and we heard it. That's how loud it was.
Yeah, but it was also, like, a mostly Spanish neighborhood that...
Oh, there you go.
Mostly what they would wind up playing was Spanish shit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was different. It was a little different for me. Because at this point, I was also getting to the point, I was like, okay, I kind of want to listen to my own type of music outside of, like, the Spanish shit. Because my parents kind of got me tired of Spanish shit until then. Because that's all they would listen to. And I would be like, okay, I want to listen to my old shit. Like, and, you know, going to school in the hood, like, there were other kids that were like, oh, yeah, you should listen to this. Or you hear kids, like, fucking spitting rhymes and shit. I'm like, okay, I can get this. I can dig this. And it was just before, you know, Biggie came out and shit. So I was like, okay, I like this too. So, yeah, that's when I started getting into it. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Yeah. So, like, some of the lyrics that were on here were very, like, how do you say, different, I guess?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you could say different.
Nah, I'm not gonna say that they're bad. They're fucking great fucking lyrics. But it's that type of shit that you're like, yo, this shit is actually, like, good rhymes. Like, I'm looking at it right now, it's like, I'm all that and then some, short, dark, and handsome. Bust nuts inside your eye to show you where I came from.
That's just a classic line.
That's like one of the best lines ever. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days paying dues are over. Acknowledge me as in there. I'm not making any. I'm not doing it any justice.
Well, you really are not.
But no, I'm a horrible rapper. Now, if I were to scream this, it might actually sound better. But
don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna scream it now.
We want the listenership to stay.
Exactly. We want our listeners. We want people to actually be like, oh, okay.
You know what's funny though? It's just on a side note.
What?
That lyric, that line. I'm vexed, fuming. I had it up to here.
Yes.
That's how Tommy Vex came up with his name.
Yes. Tommy Vex from Bad Wolves. Yes, that is exactly how he came up with that name. Because I think I saw it on.
He's,
like,
a Brooklyn boy.
Yeah, he's a hood. He's hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, yo, I'm just gonna change my name to that completely.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where he came up. See, it influences people. See.
Yeah, that's what it's done for us. You know, it's influenced us to, you know, to what we listen to and what we've done in the past, like, years.
See, old school rappers, you know, good old school rappers definitely have a place in my heart.
Yeah, it definitely has a place in my heart, too. Like, I go back and I'll listen to this shit. And, like, even like, the newer Tribe Called Quest stuff is actually pretty decent.
Yeah, that last album they came out, was it before Five Talk passed away or after he passed away?
I think it was after.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But, fucking, they're great. They had a lot of good hits, like, of course, a lot of people were like, yeah, this is not their best album, but it's actually really good. And it had a few good songs.
A lot of good songs.
Like, I guess the main single that they had on the album was fucking, where'd it go? Jesus Christ.
Check the Rhyme?
Yes, Check the Rhyme. That was one of their albums, one of their songs. Hot Sex was a good song. Do you remember Hot Sex? No.
Vaguely. I gotta listen to
it.
I gotta hear it.
Jazz We've Got is another good one. And this was also around the same time that Leaders of New School started coming out.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good. They were different because It was a band that wasn't really like hugely popular because they were still underground. They were still underground, you know, hip hop or whatever, from New York, of course. And that consisted of, like, of course, you know, Busta Rhymes,
Dinko D. Yeah, who I forgot was on this song, by the way.
Yeah. Dinko D, Charlie Brown, Cut Miner. Oh, no, Cut Monitor, my bad. It was like a super group of fucking hip-hop or whatever. And they were kind of, like, loosely, you know, trying to sound a little like Public Enemy. A little.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah. And they had just recently signed to, like, Elektra Records and shit. And they were like, yo, let's try to get onto this other shit. And they fucking did. And they fucking, that blew at least one of them up. Because everybody else kind of, like, fizzled away. Except for fucking Busta Rhymes. That's actually still doing shit now. Which is absolutely insane. Because you would.
Yeah, everybody thinks he's very, like, a more modern act. But he's been around.
Yeah, he's been around for over 20 years.
Yep.
Yeah, that, I am counting right?
Robin?
I am counting properly, right? My brain is working right.
Just about, yeah. We really got to think about it. Next year, what, in a couple of months, it'll be 2020?
Yeah.
You're talking about 1990?
Yeah. Yeah. My brain's working. Yeah.
Almost 30.
Yeah. Yeah, God, Jesus Christ. Fuck. God damn. Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're old.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of this song. What do you think about this song, Charlie? Other than the fact that it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, like I said, it brings back a lot of memories. Childhood memories growing up with Corona. It's just an old school classic track. It's... You know, it's... I don't want to say it's one of the pioneers of hip-hop, but...
Definitely not. But it's one of the more,
how do I put it? What's the word I'm looking for? If you had to pick the top 20 influential songs that started the hip hop movement,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll be there.
Yeah,
it'll be on that list for me.
Yeah, it most definitely, because it what it is that it actually it changed what a lot of people were rapping about and what a lot of people were making music for.
Yeah, it didn't have to be violent. It didn't have to be sexual.
Well, it kind of was sexual.
It kind of was. It didn't have to be, but it was more play on words. It's more play on words, you know.
Yeah,
and it had a good flow. It had a good beat.
It kind of went back to the old school way of rapping.
Yes.
Yeah, which was different and good at the same time. Yeah, it wasn't like one of those like, oh yeah, we're gonna put out a record. And it's gonna be stupid. No, this actually was actually really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean the album had the Low End Theory was it had a lot of social commentary, talked a lot about a little bit about politics. It had a lot of wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was like a chemistry between Five Thug and Q-Tip.
Yeah. And there always has been, which was a good thing.
Yes. But it just showed a little more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you do a second record, it's very important, you know? It's like, you can make or break a band when you get up to that second album point.
Yeah. So especially since it was their second album.
Yes.
Because a lot of times what happens, like, you know, you got that second album, you know? Oh, it kind of sounds like shit.
Yeah, exactly. They take a downturn. But the album did well. I think, from my understanding, it went platinum, right?
I believe so. I think it was, yeah.
Pretty sure it was. I'm about 98% certain. Right?
I think it did.
Yeah.
If not, it made a lot of fucking money.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
What's funny is that I found out recently that this album was recorded in Manhattan, of all places.
Oh yeah. Battery Studios. Yeah, and it actually did. It sold. 500,000 copies in the U.S.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. back when music actually sold. And yeah, it went gold.
My brother won't.
And then yeah, it sold a lot of fucking albums. Oh yeah, and it actually made 1 million copies. It sold 1 million copies.
Holy cow.
Because 1 million is what made it go platinum back then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of fucking music.
That's good though, man.
Hell yeah, it was great. And like we said, this is what fucking launched the career for fucking like.
Yeah. Even if you watch the video, the video has it's that old very, school vibe now.
Hell yeah, it has a huge old school. But you also got to
see how they act, how what the light performances were.
Mm-hmm.
And in those you know few minute clips of light performances, that crowd was hyped.
Yeah, it was super hyped. And also, what I liked about the video too is that like it was one of those first videos, to my understanding, at least back then. It was one of those first videos that had like a green screen. So yeah. The way they did it and the way they edited it was actually really cool. Because at the beginning of that video, you see like, you know, kind of like a mixer on the screen or whatever. And then you have like a little screen and then it goes into like a whole shot in the mix screen. And then you go back and forth. And it looks really cool. And then there was one shot that like it was going through like their entire crew. So it was having like flash jumps of everybody that was passing by. So it was pretty cool. It was very different for me, at least. I didn't see some shit like that back in the day. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god! I remember the album was released on Jive. Remember mm-hmm. that record label?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Holy cow! I haven't heard them in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Jive used to be an old school record label back in the 80s. I don't think it's around anymore.
No, I think it. Let me see. Hold on.
You know, I think they were. I think they got bought up by Sony.
It went defunct in 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, but like this was, you know, started off in, like in the late 70s, early 80s.
Damn,
I forgot that record label.
Yeah, they were acquired by BMG.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
For I believe it was $2.74 billion.
Chump change, man.
Yeah, chump change. Just like here. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I sidetracked on that, but that record label just had a lot of great artists on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They had a lot of good artists. Back in the day, let's see who was on this one. Let me see. That Houdini, remember Houdini?
A long time ago.
Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Too Short, Schoolie D.
Aaliyah was on there.
R. Kelly, the rapist.
Hey.
KRS-One.
Don't let him pee on you.
Oh no, I wasn't trying to.
D Nice, Dr. Ice, D Shot.
Yeah. Boogie 40. Down Productions.
Damn. Samantha Fox. Remember Samantha Fox?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yep. And then eventually that led to like a bunch of pop artists, which was like fucking Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears.
Jennifer Love Hewitt did music? Oh yeah, I forgot she did.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Huge Tits. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Mobb Deep. Keith Murray, Mystical.
Yeah.
Alright, man.
Yeah, this was the beginning back then.
Samantha Fox, sorry. Brought back memories.
Okay, boner alert.
Yeah, really. Sorry, I'm only human.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So yeah, I guess that's I guess pretty much sums it up for this episode. So we're fucking excited to play this song. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show, we have the main show, which is the Inner City Geeks podcast. There's also the Inner City Geeks First Watch, where we sit and we watch movies and we talk about shit. Talk about TV and movies and stuff, so make sure you check that out. Also, Good Games, which hasn't been on for a while, but they'll be back soon, eventually.
Manga Times.
Manga Times, Anime World, Comics Con Sabor.
The comic strip.
Yes, the Inner City Geeks webcomic.
We don't do enough.
Yeah, no, we don't have enough enough content on there. Also, toys, yeah, right? I was just about to say that. Fucking yay toys. Yeah, so check all that shit out on InnerCityGeeks.com. While you're also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you'll have a link to Amazon.com, where you can buy some shit on there. Check that shit out. You could also get the first month of Amazon Prime for freezies if you click on that link. Because, of course, who doesn't like Amazon Prime for free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for the first month. You can check out fucking all the shows that are on there, all the music on there, because they have, of course, their own music streaming service on there. Could get shit, like, next day for free. What? Fuck yeah. I'll do that shit for free. Yeah, so check that shit out. Also, on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company. It's a geek related stuff. So, you got shirts, hoodies, hats, caps, anything and everything you can probably wear on your torso, I guess.
Yeah.
So check them out. And when you're at checkout, you can type in the code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off the entire store. So make sure you do that. And you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Spotify. Music, and Spotify. Damn, Charlie, slow down.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to help you out. It was like you were stumbling.
I wasn't. I'm fine. I'm not stumbling yet. And while you're sharing this to peoples, make sure you share it on the and tag us in the whatever you're linking us to or linking in the episode to. Make sure you go let people know that we're on Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitters at Inner City Geeks, on the Instagrams at Inner City Geeks, all one word, Inner City Geeks. Yeah, and that you'll be able to find all the shit there. Also, you can find Charlie where?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTL2106.
Yes. And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. And like I said, it's been an awesome episode so far. And it's been a pretty cool run. Got a couple good reviews and stuff from people, so make sure you know, let us know what you think of the show. Got a couple shout outs.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Charlie, say goodbyes.
Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, and here we go. We got a Tribe Called Quest with Scenario.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Well, what do you know? The dead-off is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. Now act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
We're alive, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside. Come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, Bob will take the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, race more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors.
means peace, see you later. Later, 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 alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Fuck, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul, fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh. It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test, don't want a little kid. Don't miss the Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, broke, can't feel, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change a little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smell it right, like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the vibes are on town. Ripping up the sound, just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?